Let me pray as we begin. Father in heaven, I thank you for my brothers and sisters who have chosen on a beautiful day to stay inside so that they can learn more of you from your word. I pray, Lord, that your word would powerfully affect each one of us. I pray that you would comfort those who are afflicted and sad. You would strengthen the weak. You would give us the hope we need and we have in Christ. Pray that in this hour now and in the hours to come, you would help us to be alert to hear your voice through your word, and that these brothers and sisters would be equipped to help others. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, if you're following your notes closely, I'm going to give you an introduction that's not in your notes. I have a couple reasons for that. But I'm going to talk first just about the general point of how the gospel divides families sometimes, and then apply that in particular to the topic of dealing with the relationship between adult kids and their parents. And it's, you know, with the work, I thought I was kind of done with parenting as a topic when I did all three of those books. But again, as topics come to me when I'm counseling, we've had lots of situations where dad comes to me and says, you know, I appreciate my mother-in-law wants to babysit my kids, but when she babysits my kids, she lets them watch stuff I don't want them to watch. She gives them food they're not allowed to eat. She won't respect our rules. Other situation where a man, his wife just doesn't like her in-laws, and she said basically that I forbid you from talking to or seeing your parents. They don't like me. They're mean to me. And so you're not allowed to talk to them anymore. And if you keep talking to your parents, I may leave you. And what do you do? Situations where your mother divorces your father and then goes and lives in a lesbian relationship with some woman she met online. And what do you do when holidays roll around in a situation like that? Or you see your parents gambling money away. They should be saving for the retirement they're about to embark in. Instead, they're being extraordinarily foolish with their money, and they kind of expect you to bail them out. Or they want to come live in your home, and they're smoking inside the house, and they're watching stuff on TV that your kids aren't allowed to watch. And they say, well, look, we're your parents. You got to respect us. There's all kinds of different conflicts that are coming. And I really believe there are things happening in our culture right now that are making the conflicts, and it could be between Christian adults and their older parents, or we've already talked about between parents and their kids who aren't walking with the Lord, that makes it more intense. And even though it's very hard, I'm comforted by the fact that Jesus told us to expect this. And so I want to speak in general about how the gospel divides families, and then in particular how we try to act wisely in dealing with our parents when we're the adult kids. In Luke 12:49, Jesus said, I have come to cast fire upon earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. And I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am till it is accomplished. Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son against father, mother against daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. That's 2,000 years ago. And it's still happening. There are other things he said that warned us of what was to come. And in Luke 14, he says in verse 26, if anyone comes after me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Now, this is the point that those passages are making. First of all, it is that your faithfulness to Christ may result in your family hating you and rejecting you. I teach in a seminary. Some of the parents of our young adult students think their kids have gone nuts to go to seminary. You could go get a real job. You could be a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant and make lots of money and buy a big house. And here you are struggling in near poverty going to seminary to teach the Bible. Can't somebody else do that? And so they don't get it because they don't share the same values. And then the point about hating your father and mother, he's making a point that I come first, is that there are going to be experiences in life when the importance, which it is important, fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, that something more important will supersede that, which is love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And Christians, and I think as our culture becomes more and more post-Christian, the more intense this becomes in both with our parents and our kids, whereas they are part of the culture which used to be semi-Christian, at least in its moral foundation, as it becomes more and more hostile to Christianity, these conflicts between real Christians and family members who are going along with the world, these conflicts are going to become more intense. The kinds of examples would be, especially over the homosexual issue, that the cultural consensus now is that homosexual marriage is a good thing, homosexuality is beautiful, and anybody who doesn't love it is a bigot and a hater and a phobe. And so many of us are under pressure from family members who are still in the world. And even if we kind of keep our mouths shut, if we don't celebrate what they're doing, we are condemned. And that's sometimes, I mean, it can be one thing if it's your own parents or kids who are doing it. Sometimes it's just the fact that you're not with the culture, even if they're in heterosexual relationships, just the fact that you don't get it and you're such an awful bigot that they just don't like you. So we should not be surprised when our family members reject us, cause us trouble because we follow Christ. Jesus came into his own and his own did not receive him. You know, he came into the world he made. He came among the people who were supposed to be his people and they rejected him. And he told us, said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And then the verses already read in Luke 12 is that this includes your family. This is the judgment. Light has come into the world, but men rejected the light because they lived darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. John 3:19. And so our presence as light is disturbing to them, even if we keep our mouths shut, right? They feel judged by us even if we don't say our disapproval because they know our morality and our disapproval. He warned that our own family members could hate us. Matthew 10:21, brother will betray brother to death and father a child and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. I'm thankful none of us have gotten to that point in this room. I lived in Saudi Arabia for 6 years. And if you, as a Saudi, became a Christian, your family might try to put you to death because that's what their religion teaches them. And so it does happen sometimes. We already read Psalm 27. My father and my mother have forsaken me. And I know people who, a young man who came out of a kind of a cult, he became an evangelical Christian, and his parents have virtually disowned him because he was baptized as a believer. A fellow professor at one of the Reformed Seminary campuses was telling me his story that when he was a young man going to boarding school in Switzerland, he was near Le Brie, and he was from a family that wasn't evangelical at all. He started going as a 17-year-old, met the Schaeffers, became a Christian. His parents hated the Schaeffers because they ruined this son who was so brilliant. He went on Harvard, Cambridge, all this stuff, but he wanted to use that in the service of Christ and not to achieve the kind of greatness that his parents thought was worthwhile. But Jesus says we need to realize they're not rejecting us, they're really rejecting him. J.C. Ryle, British Anglican bishop, evangelical of the 19th century, said, let us never be moved by those who charge the gospel with being the cause of strife and division upon earth. It is not the gospel which is to blame, but the corrupt heart of man. So long as some men and women will not repent and believe, there will be division. To be surprised is the height of folly. And that includes our family. And we need to be careful because we're under this pressure not to, back to 1 Samuel 2:29, where Eli was guilty of fearing his children more than he feared God, that he honored them above the Lord. And that can be true the other way around with parents as well. And some of us have relationships.